May 24th, 2021, Monday of the Octave of Pentecost. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, each present moment is the opportunity I give you to affect your eternity. If you are in accord with my will, you will earn a higher place in heaven by your sound choices in each moment. If you do not use your free will choices to please me, your choices detract from our relationship and carry you farther away from me. These are the days in which evil choices have widened the abyss between heaven and earth more than any other generation. The casualties today are not just death, but eternal damnation. My dominion over all mankind has not changed, but it is denied the respect it deserves. Therefore, mankind loses track of his real goal of reaching heaven for all eternity. I do not dictate a soul's salvation. I offer it. However, it is up to each soul to choose his salvation by the choices he makes. This is the most perverse generation in the history of mankind. Acceptance of sin has been written into law. Many evils go without recognition and even modern-day approval. The true apostles of holy love are often persecuted for their obedience to my commandments. Each soul must desire his salvation in order to avoid the pitfalls Satan lays from him. The way to please me and to choose salvation is to obey my commandments." A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be urgent in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, and exhort, be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.